The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, this is Note to Self, and I'm your host, Peyton Sarton. From Q&As and breakup tips to simply navigating every stage of life, Note to Self is a space to get messy, explore new perspectives, and ultimately empower yourself and others. Grab some wine or a mocktail, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. I am reporting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here we are back in the studio. I'm so happy I found a studio close by. Like, it's like less than 10 minutes for me. So nice to get out of the apartment and feel like I'm going to work, because I've just been like kind of trapped in the apartment with all of our stuff everywhere. It's taken so long to get everything unpacked just because like trying to work every day, do the baseball thing. It's a lot. But now that the season has started and all the opening day stuff is happening, I'm back to going to games once a week rather than like going to every game, which gives me so much more free time. I'm loving living here. I'm trying all the Wisconsin things as well. We tried the Spotted Cow beer yesterday. I still need to try cheese curds, but I'm getting anxiety about trying cheese curds because I want to try the right one first. So like, and I want to do a series on TikTok, because I love to travel and go, you know, try new things in different places. In Wisconsin, I posted about the Spotted Cow on TikTok last night and the beer. And someone commented, like, Wisconsin gatekeeps so hard because there's just so many, like, Wisconsin things. So I want to try them all. So I'll be doing that on TikTok. Hopefully, if TikTok isn't banned, we'll move it to Instagram, if so. But I'm really excited to try some cheese curds, because I just know it's just such a thing. I know there's different types and people make them different ways. So I've heard all the tea. I just don't know which ones I want to try first, you know? So DM me if you know which ones I should try first. By the time this comes out, I probably will have already tried some, because I'm on edge. I want some so bad. What else can I tell you guys about the move and everything like that? Our furniture is like all coming in really nicely. I've been asked to give some links to the furniture on social media. I'm going to be honest with y'all. We are buying like pretty cheap furniture from literally Amazon and like Wayfair and stuff. There's some pieces that I'm liking for sure. I just got a new rug that I think I'm gonna like a lot. And then I brought some stuff from Los Angeles, but these are things like we could either invest in a couch and then move it to a house that we move in, or we could buy a cheapy couch and use it for 6 months. So that's what we're doing. We'll probably just end up donating it. So if I don't link stuff on social media, it's because I don't recommend them. It's just for us for the 5 seconds that we're here. But I'll try my best to link like home stuff, and that will always be in the recent links folder on my Instagram, by the way. Okay, what else? I haven't done content corner in a while because I honestly haven't been like on TikTok and stuff, like scrolling and like following a lot of people, I wouldn't say. But I am looking for a certain type of content recently, and that is hair and makeup videos, because I've never been a hair and makeup tutorial watcher, I wouldn't say. Sometimes I watch because they're like satisfying, but not in a way that I'm like going to go buy the products and copy it. And then I'm like, it dawned on me, like, Peyton, that's why people's makeup looks good and yours doesn't. You need to learn. So I'm teaching myself at the ripe age of 30 how to properly do my makeup and my hair. I have to get control of this hair. I can't be straightening it or attempting to blow dry it out, and then it's always poofy because it's wavy actually. And I need to find the right products and everything. So that's kind of what I'm like. I'm searching those topics, but I'm not really following anyone. You know what I mean? I don't know why I haven't done this sooner in my life. I've really just skated by doing the best I can and doing the least that I can, to be quite honest. So that's what I'll be up to here in Wisconsin. I'll be learning how to do hair and makeup and lasering off my face, as we discussed last week. And that kind of leads us into today's episode, which is going to be spring favorites of all types. So we'll talk about beauty, like hair, makeup, skin. Talk about clothes and such, and then some random extra favorites that I'm having. Don't yell at me if these are duplicates from like fall favorites, because some things just stay my favorite things over time. I try to just like avoid any of my like classic favorites I always talk about. Like, for example, when it comes to the makeup side, my Armani Luminous Silk Foundation. You'll have heard me talk about that all the time. I love it. I can't I can't talk about it anymore. It can't be in another favorites video. Just know my core favorites are still the same, but these are just like on top of the core favorites. You know what I mean? So let's get into this. I'm going to create also some kind of like Google Doc or something. Josh, please remind me to do this with the links to all of these things so you guys can easily shop them if there is a link associated with the product. Okay, makeup. We're starting in beauty. We're starting with makeup. Number one, the Kosas Dream Beam Sunscreen. I got the regular Dream Beam color. It's more of like a pearly, pearlescent pink finish. There's also one that reminds me of the Drunk Elephant drops, the bronzy drops. I haven't tried that one quite yet. I thought it was going to make my face look a little too shiny, but I tried. I'm doing the Dream Beam sunscreen. I love this too because it's a mineral sunscreen and I am allergic to chemical sunscreens. So forever, I wasn't able to use like normal sunscreen. I was using like literally zinc that's just like white cast. Good thing I'm so pale. So it wasn't that bad. But yeah, I am really feeling blessed with all of the mineral sunscreens that are coming out. And this Kosas one is so good, especially when paired with their BB cream. I didn't actually put that one on this list, but they're really good together. And the BB cream has like ceramides in it, I'm pretty sure. Like it's really good for your skin. So it's like makeup that is really kind of skincare, which is something I'm trying to go into. Another thing I'm really loving is the Nude Sticks blush and lip tints that have SPF in them. I don't know what color I have. It's like a really like true pink color, but it's great to use as a blush. I love as much sunscreen as I can get and it's easy to reapply, especially on my cheeks where I'm kind of prone to hyperpigmentation and things like that and like post acne scars. That blush, amazing. It works wonders. It looks super natural and I'm really liking it. I also bring the blush up to like kind of my eyelids. I saw last year when I went to Fall Fashion Week, so it was for spring, at the Alice and Olivia presentation, all of the models had this like beautiful diffused blush that went all the way up on their cheekbones into their temples and then like through their eyeshadow almost. It was so, so pretty with like a little pop of highlighter as well. So I'm copying them constantly. I absolutely love that look. Okay, next. The Ole Henriksen Pout Preserve Peptide Lip Treatment. There is also a good Inkylist product that's a peptide lip product. I have seen on the internet that there have been studies that show if you use a peptide product morning and night, so twice a day, it will increase visually the size of your lips and like make them way more plump so they look bigger. Okay? I saw that somewhere in like an actual study. So, of course, you need to make sure you're using the right ingredients and stuff like that. So when they say peptide lip treatment, like look into what, you know, actually works. I know the Inkylist one does. I went on like to a dinner with the Inkylist and they were talking all about this specific product and why it works. I like the Ole Henriksen one because it has like a tint to it. So I got, there's one that's clear, but I got the pinky one that I really like. So I wear that during the day. Sometimes lip products like almost like initially hydrate, but then dry my lips out to where you get like stuff on your lips. You have to like wipe it off. Kind of gross. But this one does not do that for me, which I really like. So I'm loving that one. And I got all of this stuff. I restocked during the Sephora sale. Next, and I guess last for my makeup additions to those core favorites that I always talk about, any Merit Beauty product ever. I'm obsessed with Merit Beauty. Love their brushes as well. Their blush is really great. I'm using one of their contour sticks, like the bronzy sticks as kind of a contour. And then the, what is it called? The complexion stick to cover up. Typically, if I'm doing like a no makeup look, I'll do a really thin layer of that. Or I'll just kind of almost spot conceal with those little sticks. They are so, so great. I'm loving the brow product as well. And I blend it all out with a Merit brush. It's like the perfect size. And it's a clean beauty brand. And it's also at Sephora. So, and again, something I stocked up on during the Sephora sale. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. I'm going to look at what else I got during the Sephora sale to restock. I also got the Makeup Forever Artist Color Pencil and Endless Cacao. I've seen that one all over TikTok. And I know it's really good for like contouring. And I also, you can use it as an eyeliner or a lip liner. So I'm just like contour my lips with it. You can also do like a small, really precise, I guess, nose contour with this if you can blend it out the proper way. And using it as eyeliner is my absolute favorite. I like a really, really, really light brown eyeliner just to kind of lift my eye, but I don't want something too intense. And I feel like this is the perfect color for that. Another thing I got was the Makeup Forever Aqua Lip Waterproof Lip Liner. I got this one in light rosewood. I did want something waterproof because I feel like a lot of my lip liners, even the MAC ones, kind of come off easily and they don't stay for, you know, as long as I want. So I'm into the waterproof lip liners. I got the Tower 28 Beauty SOS Daily Rescue Facial Spray as well. I've never had this. I've had like the knockoff version of it, but I saw it on the Sephora sale, so I just got this one. Knockoff version is still great. It's just hypochlorous acid. You can get it on Amazon for much cheaper, actually. But I know the SOS spray has some other things in it too, not just the hypochlorous acid. So I wanted to try that one too, just to see what it's all about. I also got the Rare Beauty Bronzer Stick. So the Merit Stick that I got is, while I can kind of contour with it, it's a little bronzy, yellowy to do like a true contour. Whereas this Rare Beauty one, I got it in Warm Wishes Effortless. Oh, no, it's called the Warm Wishes Effortless. I got it in Bright Side. This one is more of a neutral tone. So I think it's going to be better for contouring. I have not used it yet, but I've just seen obviously these everywhere. I've gone back to the faux freckle for sure because I've been covering my freckles a little bit. And I'm trying to get rid of hyperpigmentation. So I'm putting sunscreen on like crazy. I've got my, oh my gosh, I didn't talk about this. My CC cream from It Cosmetics that has an SPF in it. It's another option. I got it in the color light. I'm really liking it. I got it at Ulta. I think they have It Cosmetics at Sephora too. But I'm liking that for a really quick thing to do in the morning. So it's a little less like glowy than like doing the Kosas and like the BB cream or the Kosa sunscreen with anything else over it, because I don't usually like to layer my sunscreen products too much unless it's that blush from Nude Sticks. But so I'll do the Kosa sunscreen with something without sunscreen on it over, or I'll do the It Cosmetics CC cream, which I'm really liking. It doesn't really pill. It moisturizes my skin. It feels good. It lasts a long time. I'm a fan. It's time to take a quick break, sponsored by the Nike Indie Bra and Universa Legging. This is your sign to take a deep breath, refill your water bottle, and grab a healthy snack. I realize that this is a reminder that I need daily, so I figured y'all might need it too. Another thing you'll need to know, Nike's Indie Bra is back and now comes in three support levels, low, medium, and high, for however you choose to move. All three levels are designed to fit and flatter your body. Indie is made from soft material and thin, smooth elastic that will keep you comfy all day. The thin adjustable straps provide extra comfort and a customizable touch. I love that you can really choose your settings on this one. Now, let's talk about my absolute favorite legging of all time, and I do not say that lightly. Nike Universa leggings help smooth and lift, and they stretch with your every move. They're squat-proof, which is extremely important to me, and the mid-weight and Infinisoft fabric is extra comfortable. These are the leggings I reach for when I'm headed to the gym, running errands, or just need a cute athletic forward look for every day. I'm not exaggerating when I say these are my favorite leggings ever. Luckily for me, they're extra durable and will last me forever. The Indie Bra and Universa legging as a set are truly unmatched. This set is something I'm constantly reaching for because it never fails me. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Revolve. And how timely, how perfect. Okay. I, one, have been a huge fan of Revolve for probably 10 plus years now at this point. I cannot get enough. I shop in Revolve constantly, honestly, a little bit too much. Mostly, I just love that I can go on Revolve if I have something that I need to buy for an event, like a wedding or something like that, a vacation, any kind of like gala. When I'm feeling a little bit fancy, everyday stuff for my birthday, etc., I go to Revolve because I know I'm going to find something good. They have so many different brands and different price points, so you're always going to find something that you're looking for on Revolve.com. And my favorite thing really is their curated edits, one, because it makes shopping really easy, and two, the free shipping and easy free returns. This just makes my life a lot easier. So when it comes to stocking up for spring and summer months, you know I'm shopping on Revolve.com. They have 500 brands spanning high-end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods. I love that I can buy my fashion stuff and beauty stuff all in one place, and then I order it all in one big order. They consistently offer the latest and most sought-after trends and fashions. There's new arrivals daily. I'm constantly going through those to discover new brands. They have inclusive sizing options and personalized product recommendations. Also, Revolve.com has curated edits and collections to help you find styles that suit your specific preferences and needs, and that amazing customer service with fast and free shipping and returns. You can also check out Forward, which is Revolve's luxury sister site and your destination for all things luxury, featuring some of the world's
best designers like Bottega Veneta, Saint Laurent, The Row, Miu Miu, and more. And then, like I said, also Revolve Beauty has so many cool brands like Charlotte Tilbury, Summer Fridays, Kosas. Shout out to the Kosas sunscreen. Okay, y'all need to have that in your cart immediately. From last-minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and hassle-free returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/note-to-self today to shop my picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the spring shop while you're there. They have curated the best selection of spring styles into this edit, and I'm obsessed with all of them. That's revolve.com/NOTETOSELF. Next to skincare. Very unsexy to start with, but the Vanicream Gentle Cleanser, I just got it from like Walgreens. I'm obsessed with it. My skin has calmed down so much. I had a gentle cleanser before from Sephora that was like named a gentle cleanser. I don't think it was gentle enough. So the Vanicream is great. It's so inexpensive. It's a massive bottle. It lasts forever. I'm a huge fan of really anything Vanicream, but I love their gentle cleansers. And then a classic that I just have to say again. I'm so sorry. I have to say it again. The Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream that's in the purple bottle. That stuff is so good. I will use this typically at, I was using it morning and night. I have now replaced my morning moisturizer with the One Skin like peptide moisturizer because I've seen scientifically speaking, it helps to, I guess as you age, kind of your cells atrophy and they kind of die out. Maybe I'm not saying this right, but you'll get the gist. And this helps to like, it basically when it does that, it affects cells around it and also will kill off those cells as well. So this will help to stop that from happening. So you age slower, scientifically speaking. And they have a patented peptide that they work with. So I've been using that and I really am excited to see the results more long term. But in the evening time, I always use my Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream or my Clear Stem Hydra Berry Glow Moisturizer. The reason I like to have the Tatcha always, no matter what, like I always have the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream with me, no matter what. If I'm about to do makeup, this is the best moisturizer I've ever tried to put on pre-makeup. So like, let's say I get up in the morning, do my skincare, go throughout my day, and I'm going to come in to record. I will like do a little mini face wash with the Vanicream and put on that Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream to lay under my makeup. And it is genuinely perfect. I also like their water cream a lot, but the Dewy Skin Cream to me just feels better. And I don't get as like wet looking with that, if that makes sense. The water cream though is really great for under your eyes specifically, but I will use the Dewy Skin Cream there as well. Okay. Speaking about eyes. My next favorite is kind of random, but it's the Soleil Toujours Eye Cream. This is like an eye cream sunscreen. When I get too close to my eyes with sunscreen, I have usually like a lot of redness and like my eyes will start watering. This is like an eye cream that also brightens so you can wear it under makeup and it has sunscreen in it. It's at Sephora. I love it. They also have lip color and stuff with SPF in it too. So I'm obsessed with it. I noticed that if you use way too much, obviously it might start peeling, but if you use like just a little amount to moisturize and brighten the under eyes and wait a sec for it to sink in, then I'll use my Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream on top, then I'll use my sunscreen. This stuff is so good and I love that my eyes feel protected when I'm outside because I feel like as you're getting older, your eyes kind of start showing signs of aging relatively quickly. So I'm going to keep that sunscreen and try to keep them as protected as possible. So that's a big thing for me. Also, I've talked about this product before, but I haven't talked about it enough to really get across how much I love it. It's the Clarins Cryo Flash Mask. So this has been proven to like actually lower the temperature of the surface of your skin kind of substantially. On Sephora, it says how many like degrees, but you feel it when you put it on. Like you don't have to like keep it in the fridge or anything like that. It is the craziest, coolest feeling. And it's like you ice rolled your face, which I still do as well. But I love this mask. It's a little bit pricier in terms of masks, but I'm obsessed with any mask that Clarins has, to be honest. But this Cryo Flash mask is so good. And I'll use this if I have time, like if I'm taking a while to get ready, I'll use this pre like doing any kind of serums and then my Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream and my eye cream and stuff like that. So good. This is also at Sephora as well. You would think this episode was sponsored by Sephora. It's not. I wish it was. That'd be great. But yeah, obsessed with that one. What's another thing that I don't have on here? I was just thinking of something. We talked about face spray. I'm sure I'll think of it. Oh, skincare. The treatment that I got. One, I love Moxie. so much. If you have melasma or hyperpigmentation, Moxie is so great because not a lot of procedures like that are melasma safe. They'll usually irritate melasma and make it worse. So for me, Moxie with a provider that I trust has been really, really great for my skin and for discoloration. And I'm definitely planning on doing like the 3 full treatments. So at this point, I've had 2. Microneedling as well. I'm a huge microneedling fan. I feel like it's always good. Like the results are just always good, unless you go to someone who sucks and like that's something weird to you. But I love microneedling so much. And that's definitely a spring favorite to get my skin ready for summer. The Moxie and the microneedling, they're just, it can't be beat. Another thing, I guess, that is not new to most people, but I have been just like dousing myself in it at night is Aquaphor. So I'm like kind of slugging with Aquaphor, not with active products on my skin. It's on days where like I'm taking a day off from something like some kind of acid or tretinoin or something like that. But putting on Aquaphor on my skin, I feel like I wake up and my entire face is so much more calm than normal. Some products I'm looking for skincare that work really well is something to help me with redness. That CryoFlash facial from Clarins is really helpful with redness, but I don't have to do a full mask like every single day. I'd like to have something a little more simple. Another thing I've kind of, I wouldn't say invested in because it was so cheap, is like one of those little gel masks you like physically, like, you know, it's like in the plastic and you put it in your refrigerator and you put it on your face. I found one on Amazon that's a couple, it's like an eye mask and then it has like the full face mask as well. Huge fan of that. It really helps. I just put it on like wear it around the house. I look psychotic, but you know, it helps with inflammation, which is something I deal with my skin and just in general. And then lastly, that Dr. Dennis Gross LED mask that I mentioned last episode as well. I'm such a fan. I think that consistency is really proving to be the key with that one. I don't think you can use it like once a week and expect to see results. I use the blue and the red lights both. Okay, hair. One, the Orbe Resilience line. It's the Orbe Hair Alchemy Resilience. It's the yellow bottles. One, just beautiful. All Orbe products are absolutely beautiful to me. I'm loving the way my hair feels after this. I'll usually use the shampoo and then sometimes I'll replace the conditioner with like some kind of hair mask or something. I'm trying out a bunch of different hair masks, by the way, but I'm loving those two products together as well pretty often. My Wella Hair Professionals, it's the ultimate repair treatment. I just do it before I heat style my hair. You put it in, you let it rest for 90 seconds, and it really helps to repair all kinds of damage, whether it's from the environment or heat damage or coloring or whatever it is. It's such a good just like cure-all product for your hair. It really helps with frizz and stuff like that too. So just make sure when you put it on damp hair, you brush it out and you wait that 90 seconds before you start heat styling. Next, I've got the Way Hair Oil. I love how light this hair oil is. It's almost like watery. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's a super light consistency and I'll put it on the ends of my hair in the evening time. And then I'll usually like put my hair in a braid or put it in like a top knot or something like that. I feel like I wake up, my hair is just silky and I feel like my skin isn't breaking out from this either. And then lastly is this Nexxus like slick stick thing that I got. I'm working with Nexxus here in the next couple of weeks, but I'm a big fan of the brand in general, but this product is so cool because it helps you kind of get that really slick back look and tames all the flyaways and stuff. But it's the best product I've ever used for that because I'm not a really big, like, I don't want to put a ton of gel in my hair. Sometimes I'll put a hair mask in my hair when I'm doing a slick back style, but that's like for daytime. I'm thinking about like nighttime when you want it to like actually look perfect. And you don't want like people to see that there's a hair mask in your hair. This Nexxus slick stick, I can put it on my Amazon. It is so good for that. And I love like a slick back pony, like a true slick back. So I highly recommend that product if you're looking for something to like tame your flyaways and kind of just like slick everything, obviously. That's my favorite thing for that so far. And I've gotten some questions about that when I wear my hair like that, because typically I'll do so when my hair is dirty. I'll be in a slick back pony for like 3 days. And I also love it for a going out style. So I've gotten questions about that. I think that is my new secret to getting that slick back look. And then lastly, for beauty, I've got nails. Right now, I have a butter yellow on my nails. I actually wasn't planning on getting my nails done because y'all know I hate going to the freaking nail salon, but I was getting my toes done and I saw this color on the gel wall that they had. So I had to get it. I love light yellow everything. I love, especially with nails. So I feel like I'm going to have these, I'll get this color, like I'll keep getting it throughout the spring because I think it's so pretty for spring. This or like maybe a light purple or something. But I also love that my nails match my shampoo and conditioner bottles. I think it's an extra little fun. I don't know. It just makes me a little bit happy. It's one of those simple pleasures we talked about in a couple episodes back. Okay, clothes for spring. I've said this a million times. I'm just going to start with my classics up top. Dish. If you want like the clean girl aesthetic, kind of like modern and contemporary, but like chic and elegant and just refined altogether and still sexy, Dish is the best. They've got the best prices as well. I have this one satin skirt from Dish that I'm going to get in a different color now that it's spring, but I have worn it to death and I don't continue to stop, or I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. It is so good. It fits perfectly. It's like a midi skirt kind of, but it's actually a little longer than a midi skirt. Love to wear it with a heel. It's just so good. So I'm going to get it in like a tan or like a beige-ish cream color too. And that skirt with like a white tank top, that's my favorite outfit. That's my favorite outfit for spring. This just has a lot of really great linen pieces as well. And like I said, they fit really well and the price point's really great. And it really is like a place to go for a capsule collection. Next, Reformation. I won't shut up about Reformation. It's my favorite for baseball outfits. This has been like a really great place to shop. That Aritzia as well is another one. But Reformation just makes really refined but sexy pieces, in my opinion. I try to stay away from linen, though, as much as possible, unless it's like a linen top. The linen, unless it's like pants or something, they've got a lot of linen dresses and things like that. That's one thing I do try to stay away from on Reformation, because you literally can't sit down without it creasing like crazy and looking not great. And why are you going to pay Reformation prices if you don't want it to look great? But their mini dresses and their midi dress and maxi, I feel like they just really suck you in the right places and always make the boobs look good. Like, it's just A plus. Reformation's always great. So I would start Dish and Reformation. One that I feel like is lesser known that I actually got a Stagecoach outfit from is Philly Boo. It's F-I-L-L-Y-B-O-O. I remember this brand because they've been around for a while. Like, I remember wearing a dress that they made that was so beautiful and kind of like more of a boho style in a photo shoot I did like in 2012. Or not 2012, what am I saying? 2016, right out of college. I am obsessed with like the girly frilliness of this brand. It is a little more expensive. I would say it's probably like a event piece, or like I said, I bought an outfit for Stagecoach because I want my outfits to be cute. Probably will put that on my pickle, by the way, where I rent out clothes and stuff like that, that I don't want to get rid of. But they have the cutest sets. They have the cutest dresses. It's, you'll need to at least look and save and bookmark some pieces for like special occasions in your life. Next one that's a little more affordable is Lioness. I think that I see a lot of Lioness on Revolve and on Princess Polly, but you need to go to the actual Lioness website. I love Lioness for so many things. I have a pair of pants that I've worn a million times for baseball season. They're like almost like that pajama pant look. Obsessed with them. They're like $70 and they are lasting forever. I've worn them so many times and washed them so many times. So Lioness for me, I'm obsessed. They've got really great trendy pieces, pieces that fit well. And I think the price point is really great. It's under the Dish price point, in my opinion, as well. And then if you want to go for that pajama look that's really popular right now, the brand Come See, it's C-O-M-M-E-S-I. It is kind of like the luxury pajamas that you can wear outside of the house. They're cotton. They have sets like the boxer pant look with like a button down. They have a number of colors. I think it's worth the price point. I think the quality is great. They have so many other like basics and staple pieces. And then also more like, I don't know. I think the pajama pant look is not going anywhere. I'm going to get some shorts too. So I feel like that can be more of a staple, but it's almost like a trendy staple, if that makes sense. Today's episode is sponsored by Malk. Okay, I have been starting my mornings with a cafe au lait using Malk. My life has been changed. My friend Stassi came on the podcast somewhat recently, talked about Simple Pleasures, and she says she makes the best cup of coffee at home with her Malk. So I went and got some Malk, and I am using it every single morning. One, because I want to be exactly like her. Two, because it is so freaking good. So I make my coffee in the morning with my French press. I froth my milk up and I do kind of half coffee, half Malk. And then I also add a little bit of Truvia in there and then I add some cinnamon and it tastes so good. So Malk is a premium plant-based milk made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant milks unfortunately use. Let me tell you, I went to the plant milk section of my local Whole Foods recently, and I actually did read the labels, and that is the case. Malk is the absolute best. There is so much weird stuff in so many plant milks that I have typically drank, so Malk is my new fave. so excited to share that they've just launched a new cashew milk. Following the same clean organic formula you know and love, cashew milk is made with just four simple ingredients: filtered water, organic cashews, Himalayan pink salt, and organic almonds. That is it. Perfect for coffee and everyday cooking, cashew milk is ultra creamy, smooth, and delivers a fresh new take on your typical plant-based milk. As always, milk products continue to be certified organic and glyphosate-free, simply made with nothing to hide, just quality ingredients that taste great. You can find cashew milk along with other milk products now at your local Whole Foods. Today's episode is sponsored by Vegamore. Y'all have heard me talk about Vegamore a gazillion times, okay? Both because they've been a sponsor of the podcast for quite a bit, and also because I've mentioned them in a number of episodes outside of that partnership, especially my 75 Soft episode. I talked about how I'm using the Vegamore Grow Serum on my scalp every single night as part of my nighttime routine, and I do not skip a night. Real change happens when you're consistent, and achieving the hair of your dreams is no exception. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the results that I've always wanted. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the real key here is consistency, as always. I've made it a part of my daily routine for probably the last 3 or so months, and I'm so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. For the best results, though, you need to use it for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. I love the Grow Serum because I put it on my roots at night, like I said, and I just kind of massage it into my scalp. I really like it mostly because it's something that, one, works, but two, doesn't make my scalp like really oily or anything. So I don't wake up with like an oily scalp. I can use it every night and I can use it on dry hair and I'm totally fine. Having my monthly subscription of Grow Hair Serum, Vegamore makes it easy to stay consistent. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or I can get 3 bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. I highly recommend the subscription just because it keeps you consistent. It like forces you to get those results that you want. A fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/note to self and use code note to self at checkout. That's vegamore.com/note to self, code note to self, to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/note to self, code note to self. Next, for a more like feminine look, similar to Philly Boo, is Cherie Attire, C-H-E-R-I-E. They used to be a company called Mixed Gals, I believe. They've got really beautiful, almost like lingerie-inspired dresses and sets and like corsets. I love these for spring and for summertime. I mean, the tops too, like with a really well-fitting like Levi jean, I can't get enough. Or like a mini skirt and cowboy boots or something. I think it's going to be so cute for spring and so cute for summer. That's very much my style if I'm dressing more like on the very ultra feminine side. And then, like I've mentioned a number of times on social media, Etsy. I've gotten so many cool like vintagey pieces from Etsy or custom pieces from Etsy. They've got great hats and accessories and jewelry. There's so many cool shops on there. I need to do more of a deep dive into finding my favorite Etsy shops for day-to-day wear. But I really am a huge proponent of shopping on Etsy too, because you're also shopping a small business, which is great. And again, with the ability to customize things, I think that that's really worth the investment. But also Etsy, I don't even want to say it like that because Etsy is pretty inexpensive as well. So get crafty on Etsy and let me know what y'all find too. If you find some cool shops that I need to know about, please let me know. Next, we've got Heaven Mayhem. I have had my friend Pia, who is the founder of Heaven Mayhem, on the podcast before. These earrings are everywhere and they're not going anywhere. I'm obsessed with her jewelry. I would say mostly it's the earrings that I wear. Those just kind of like vintage, almost inspired, chunkier earrings. I love the two-tone ones they have. I have some of her silver ones. She has the bean earring, which is kind of like the classic one. And then the gold as well. I love the gold ones that look like, there's like the square one that almost looks like woven. I'm obsessed with it. I wear these all the time for baseball games because I feel like they kind of make a more casual outfit look like classier and more elevated. You can get Heaven Mayhem on the Heaven Mayhem website. They have more options there, or you can get them on Revolve as well. And then lastly, I mean, it's no secret, but all of my athletic wear has just, it's all Nike, and I'm wearing like literally all black or all white typically. There is nothing better, in my opinion, than an all-black workout set. And Nike has this really amazing tank. It's called the Alate tank or Alate. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I have it in a couple colors. I have it in black and in white. It has like a built-in bra. I've never felt better in a workout top in my entire life. And honestly, I wear a lot of workout clothes just like to run errands and stuff throughout the day. Their universal legging, y'all have heard me talk about these before. My favorite legging of all time. Okay. I feel like when I get sponsored to talk about stuff, which is, this is not sponsored right now, by the way, but when I do get sponsored to talk about stuff, or I like talk about an episode during an ad or something, people don't believe me. These are my favorite leggings, the full length universal leggings. They have just engineered these perfectly. And maybe I just like, maybe it really works for my body. I don't know if everyone's going to love them, but I just love them. They really like kind of suck everything in the right places. And then they also don't like, they don't like flatten you. Like, you know, how sometimes you'll wear leggings and like, it'll like, they'll be too tight and they'll make you like your butt completely flatten. You're just like, what am I even doing in the gym right now? They don't do that. Also, they're squat proof. So you can really trust these leggings. I'm obsessed with them. I have them in black. I need to get another pair in black because I wear them so much. They also have pockets too. So if I like go down to walk Winnie or something, or go like down to get some water or whatever, go get a package, I can put stuff in the pocket. It's just great. I just love them. I have them in pink, brown, and black, and I'm going to get another pair in black. But those leggings with the Alate top, and then I have like this like cropped hoodie from Nike as well and some like higher socks. That's my go-to outfit. And I always feel good in it. If I have to go work out and I want to feel like I'm feeling myself, that's the outfit that I wear. So I think investing for me, we talked about kind of restarting for spring and doing a spring cleaning of our lives and getting rid of some of the stuff, especially workout clothes that I don't feel good in. I'm like, what is the point of having these? And restocking with pieces that are not only comfortable, but that make me feel good and that are something I would want to reach for every time I go workout. It makes it a little easier, honestly, for me to get to the gym. Okay, now we've got like random favorites for you guys. One of my favorites that I have linked on my Amazon and have talked about before in like maybe my 75 soft episode is my red lights at night. So I have the bulbs just from Amazon that change to any color. It comes with a little remote. You can choose whatever color you want. At nighttime, I always switch them to the red. Winnie loves this too, because once the red goes on, she knows it's time to get in bed. And she like is really excited. Like the second those lights come on, she hops in bed and she's like fully passed out. I have the most tired dog on the planet. She's so extreme. She's like crazy Belgian Malinois going psycho. And then she's like fully passed out to the point where like I could like pick up her leg and it just like will drop off. She won't even open her eyes. She just is the funniest little weirdo, but she knows the red lights. And I love that that's become our little routine. And now that Joe and I are back to living together, it's also his routine. And we both love when the red lights come on because we're like perfect. And I try to do it earlier and during the night to kind of promote myself wanting to go to sleep earlier. Another thing is my magnesium. I've been taking magnesium every single night. Again, like I said, I don't love to share a ton of the supplements that I'm taking, but I think magnesium is one of those supplements that everyone can benefit from. I take some from JS Health. It's like the triple magnesium complex. I take them at nighttime, I would say like with dinner, and I think it really helps me sleep better. Another thing I'm loving, it's a favorite, is this mouth tape I got from TikTok. So it's not the kind from Amazon. I have it linked on my Amazon, the original kind I used, but it's like this like clear X. The kind I'm actually using now is scary looking. Like it's like this black like patch that you put over your entire mouth. But to me, it works the best. And I make Joe use it too. And we're both waking up with like, sometimes we're a little bit stopped up and like our sinuses can get both, you know, be a problem for both of us. And using this mouth tape is so helpful. I've also been told it can help with like avoiding mouth breathing, which really helps your jawline, aesthetically speaking. So I'm really into that. Next, I have some apps that I've been using, which is not going to be a shock to many of you. The Resy app. When we were in New York recently, I got some like pretty hard to get reservations, kind of last minute though, on Resy, just because I have an Amex card. So I'm connected on Resy with my Amex card, and you can get like global dining access where you can like get notified for various places in your city or when you're traveling. And a lot of the times, like it actually works out. So Joe and I went to a place called Da Toscano I saw it on TikTok, and it was like one of the best meals I've had in New York. I'm obsessed with that place. I'm so excited to go back already as soon as I get back to New York City. But we got the Res because I was using Resy, and I'm obsessed with Resy and my Amex. That's like an extra favorite, but I always talk about that one. Next for tech, my Pura. I've talked about this one before too, but now I have my Pura on the perfect setting. Like I have, they're basically, if you don't know what a Pura is, it's like a diffuser that plugs into the wall. It's like plugs actually into where the socket is. And it's this little like round thing. It's really small and you can add two cents per for Pura diffuser, and then it connects with an app and you can put it on like a schedule. So I have a scent in our bathroom, the Southern California scent, actually. And I'll do that one in like the evening time. And then in the morning time, while we're waking up, while we're doing breakfast and our morning routine and stuff, I've got a scent going on out in the living room and like the kitchen area. So I love that because every morning I wake up to a certain scent and I go to sleep to a certain scent. Similar to the red light, it kind of creates like a pattern for me. And I just love Puras because you can control them wherever you are. So I actually have a link on my, on that link in my profile on my Instagram or my TikTok. There is a special or a promo where you can get like $6 off, or you can be like buy one, get one free with a Pura. So just click on that link if you guys want to see the current promo for that. They do not sponsor me and I wish they would. Okay, I'm obsessed with Puras. They also have a ton of different like fragrances depending on what you're looking for. Lastly for apps is Pickle. I've talked about this a ton. I just think it's great. I'm going to reopen my Pickle here pretty soon. By the time this episode goes live, it'll probably be up again. I closed it down because of moving and stuff like that. But I love renting out clothes. I love renting clothes. I think it's so good for the environment. It helps my closet not be over flooded. Also, it helps me feel like a little less guilty for buying something and like wearing it once, because then I just keep it and rent it out until I eventually want to wear it again. I'm a huge fan of Pickle. You'll have to get on it. When it comes to entertainment podcasts, I've talked about the Giggly Squad a bit, but I find myself like I go through stages where I'm like, okay, I really am excited for this podcast to come out, and I wait like all week for it. Giggly Squad is one of those for me now because I feel like I'm just like hanging out with my friends. I would like to know more episodes or new more podcasts like Giggly Squad. They're so good. They're so funny. So if you'll know any, please DM me those. And I'm looking for something very specific. So if you're a giggler, I'm looking to feel the way I feel. The high I feel listening to Giggly Squad, that's what I want. I was dying laughing the other day at them. And that's how I want to feel. But I need like more podcasts like that. The Broski Report gives me a similar feeling. Half the time I have no idea what Brittany Broski is talking about because we just have very different interests. But I could listen to her talk about anything. And it's funny. I'm obsessed with her. She's hilarious. She has like the perfect comedic timing. I'm just always just giggling. And I, like I said, don't even know what she's talking about half the time. So Broski Report is making me so, so, so happy. Let me think if I can think of anything else. Oh, TaskRabbit, the app. That's been incredibly helpful for me in this move and like getting stuff hung and stuff like that. But when I was going to like book the guy to hang my TV and mirrors and stuff like that, I saw how many different tasks TaskRabbits can do. Like there's so many things you can have people do for you. So I'm loving that to make my life a little bit easier. I'm a big fan. And this one is random, but I am obsessed with my hands-free dog leash that I got from the TikTok shop. I found it on Amazon as well, and it's in the dog folder on my Amazon shop. This dog leash has changed my life. Now, granted, since I moved to Milwaukee, have I done a lot of walking Winnie outside? No, because she's frozen. I needed to get her like little, like a jacket or something. She's so skinny. Also, she's from Tijuana, so she's not really used to like cold weather. She went straight from Tijuana to Los Angeles, and then we flew her out to Wisconsin in the middle of snow. So she's acclimating, but this leash, when it does come time to walk her again, it kind of goes around you like you're wearing like a crossbody bag, and it comes with like a little pouch, so I keep her treats in there and like my key or something. And it has this like mechanism that like it's like a spring. So if she walks away too far from me, it almost like, instead of me having to pull her back, it just like kind of doesn't jerk her back. Like it's gentle, but it like pulls her back to me. And she is so much easier to walk. And also then I have my two hands to do stuff with rather than just like the leash. That's for the dog people out there. Lastly, another dog thing is the farmer's dog. Big fan. Been trying to get them to partner with me forever. I love the farmer's dog. Winnie's loving it. She's so like lively and healthy. She is a puppy, but I think like I can tell when I feed her kibble that her coat feels different. And also like her going to the bathroom is a little bit different. So farmer's dog, I'm loving. And also anything native pet. If I'm noticing she's having some diarrhea problems, I use the pumpkin enzymes. You can get it at like Petco and stuff like that or on Amazon. But the brand is Native Pet. She also gets daily her omegas from Native Pet. And she also gets her daily like multivitamin that she actually loves. It's a powder you just put over her food. This dog's food is so expensive. Her life is so expensive. Like she goes to daycare. Her boarding place is like a freaking hotel. I'm just like feeding her fresh human grade food and she gets supplements every day. Can you tell I'm a 30-year-old woman with no children yet? I'm like fiending to take care of something. So yeah, those are my favorites for spring. Of you know, all different types of favorites. I hope you guys found something new that you can try here. Also, just don't go out and buy stuff just because I say, buy the stuff that you like, that you need. All right. When you run out of sunscreen, just try the Kosas one next. I don't want y'all to be spending all your money on the things that I want. I don't want to, or that I like. I don't want you to always be like thinking you need something new when you hear episodes like this. But this is just a fun little way for me to share what I'm loving so far. But, you know, finish the things you're on now and then maybe re-up on these when the time comes. But thanks you guys so much. I love you forever and ever. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank y'all so much for listening to today's episode. You can catch a new episode of Note to Self every Thursday. Please, please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. I always want to hear from you, so please leave a rating and review if you have a sec. Follow Note to Self on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more info about the show at NTS by PS on Instagram and at Note to Self Pod on TikTok. And I'll talk to y'all next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.